Welcome to the Kerwin Baptist Church broadcast today. Our desire is for the Word of God to be spread throughout the world so that all may know Christ. Join us now for a portion of one of our services at the Kerwin Baptist Church located in Kernersville, North Carolina.
Micah chapter 6. I want you to turn there, and I'm going to allow you to stay there. We're going to throw a lot of verses at you quickly today. And it seems a couple weeks ago God began to lay on my heart maybe a little bit different line of preaching for a few services. We began last week on Sunday night with restoring our relationships. This morning we're going to be speaking on the subject of walking with God, our daily walk with God. Tonight we will be dealing specifically with restoring our relationship with God. If you're here and you say, you know, I've not been close to God like I should be, and I've really blown it, and I've really kind of been lax in this, you need to be here tonight, and we want to show you step by step what the Bible says, the things that we need to do to begin to restore our relationship with God. David said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And so that will be this evening. Micah chapter 6, and if you will, just look at one verse for the time being, verse 8. He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Walking with God. Let me ask you a question this morning, and in so doing, I'm asking myself, have been asking myself all week, really. Do you walk with God? I did not ask you, do you walk behind God? I did not ask you, do you walk ahead of God, as so many do. I didn't ask, do you know how to walk with God? I asked, do you walk with God? I didn't ask, do you know some individuals that walk with God? I didn't even ask, do you go to church or work in a ministry? I'm asking, do you walk with God? Henry Ford said this, those who walk with God always reach their destination. The Bible gives us some illustration. You say, we haven't prayed yet, preacher. I know. In Genesis chapter, you don't need to turn, but Genesis chapter 5, we find Enoch. And the Bible says that Enoch lived 65 years, and he begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. Now, you might remember, well, I did an entire message on that particular passage that, you know, if you look at it, that Enoch literally walked with God 300 years. The Bible says all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. The Bible gives us an illustration of Noah in Genesis chapter 6. It said that it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. And God was literally the point he kind of regretted that he had even made man. Man had become so wicked and so rotten. And by the way, we still are. What a reminder today. I don't know how that you can hear singing on the blood of Christ and not desire to repent. The Bible says, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air. It means I'm going to get rid of everything. For it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. We hear about Abraham in Genesis chapter 24, verse 40. And he said unto me, the Lord before whom I walk will send his angel with thee and prosper thy way. There's even a husband and wife team in the Bible that walk with God. Wouldn't it be great if every husband and wife in this church determined that they're going to walk with God? Not just talk about God and not just claim to know God, but to determine that we as a couple are going to walk with God. In Luke chapter 1, Zacharias and Elizabeth, there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth, and they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. We're even told of a church that walked with God. in Jerusalem. In Acts chapter 9, verse 31, then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria and were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. Here's a church that walked with God, a church that depended on the Holy Ghost, and the Bible says they were multiplied. Do you walk with God? Do I walk with God? What does it mean to walk with God? Lord, we love you. I pray that you'd help our short time together today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. One of the best ways I could describe this, and I'll try to do it quickly, obviously, and I'll try to really make common sense about this. What does it mean not just to walk with God? What does it mean to walk with someone? May I say this? Do you know how marriages end? Is when a husband and wife quit walking with each other. Marriage is a picture of Christ and His bride. And may I say this? The same thing happens when you and I don't walk with our groom, Christ. Things fall apart. What does it mean to walk with someone? If you have a piece of paper, you might want to write these things down. I thought this was interesting. Number one, I want you to understand that when you walk with someone, you walk in the same direction. Yes. Amen. Amos chapter 3, verse 3 says, can two walk together except they be agreed? May I say, and you've always heard that you could tie the tails of two cats together, and when you let them go, they'll both be walking, but in a different way. But may I say, I don't care who it is, you can take a two-year-old and tie them to another two-year-old, and I'm going to tell you something, they're not going to be walking together. To walk with someone means that you're walking in the same direction. D.L. Moody said this, if I walk with the world, I cannot walk with God. May I say that you and I can't walk with God if we're going different directions. And oftentimes, that's why we struggle so much in the Christian life, that although we name the name of Christ and believe in Christ, and we say we love God, and we say that we know about God, and we might even read God's Word, but the reason we have problems is that we're not walking with God because we're walking in opposite directions. You say, well, prove it. Churches are not getting more and more godly. Churches are becoming more and more worldly. Last time I checked, God wasn't becoming more worldly. Number two, when you walk with someone, you hear what they are saying to you. You know, oftentimes you really can't hear somebody talking if you're not with them. Now, may I say, Brother Marl and his parents were here, and Brother Marl, he might walk out of the building, and Brother Marl might be walking down near our church office while I'm preaching, and Brother Marl could say, hey, Brother Daniel, would you such and such? But I'm not going to hear him. Now, he's talking to me, but I'm not going to hear him. Why? I'm not with him. When you're with somebody, you hear what they are saying. Listen to this, 2 Chronicles 7:17, verses are on the screen. And as for thee, I, if thou wilt walk before me, as David thy father walked, God says, and do according to all that I have commanded thee. In other words, I've commanded, I've told you, you need to be close enough and with me so you can hear it. You know, oftentimes people say, well, God didn't talk to me about that. Well, he might have. But we weren't just close enough to hear it. Number three, when you walk with somebody, you enjoy their companionship. Or you wouldn't be walking with them. You know, oftentimes we don't enjoy the companionship of God because we're not walking with Him. And why is it we don't get to enjoy the presence of God? Because we're not walking with Him. Psalm 100, a psalm of praise. Listen to this. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Into His courts with praise. You enjoy their companionship. When I get into the presence of God, there's gladness. And I come into His courts with praise and to His presence with thanksgiving. I enjoy walking with God. Do you know, most of us, if we ever would actually get there where we are walking with God, we would really enjoy it. Number four, when you walk with someone, you share things with them. It's not a one-sided conversation. When you walk with somebody, you share things with them. They share things with you, you share things with them. Notice Psalm 62, verse 7. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Notice this. Pour out your heart before Him. When you walk with God, there is now that tendency that when things happen in our life, we don't go to friend, we don't go to this person, and we don't even go here. It doesn't mean we don't ever talk to them about it, and we don't have friends and people that help us. It means that when you're walking with God, the first person you tell is Him. When I'm having a rotten day, that should be the first person I go to. When I'm confused, God should be who I go to. Because I'm walking with Him. Look at me. So many of us are walking with other people instead of God. Dare I go there? Yep, you bet. You say, why do you say that? Because I am convicted. Do you know oftentimes we are closer to certain people than we are to God? Number five. When you walk with someone, you focus on them and not everyone else. You know, when you're walking with somebody, you're paying attention to what they're saying. You're focusing on them. And you know what? When my wife and I dated, we used to, you know, go date and do things and spend time together. And I was busy here working as a youth pastor, obviously, an assistant pastor, and I didn't have a lot of time. And so when my wife and I, when we got dates and stuff, we would go do things. We'd go walking downtown Winston-Salem. They had the downtown area there in Old Salem. They have paths and walkways. We would just go walk. I've taken her over there to the Rose Garden over there at Rinalda Manor and different things. And we'd go walking over there. We'd just go spend time together. But can I say this? When I went to, you know, maybe Rinalda Manor and we were walking around the Rose Garden there or something like that, there was other people there, but I don't really remember them. I don't remember what they look like. But last night, my wife and I were talking to people, and I remember what she was wearing on our first date. Just yesterday after the wedding, we were just talking, and she told me you were wearing this, and I said, well, you were wearing this particular color skirt, this particular top, and all this. She goes, yeah, that's right. You know why? When you're walking with somebody, you focus on them and nobody else. I'm amazed today that we as Christians, we focus on everybody else and everything else except God. Why? Because we're not walking with Him. May I say this? Number six, when you walk with someone, you get to know their heart. That's what fellowship does with somebody. You get to know their heart on things. By the way, I'm sure these verses are up here for you to see them. I haven't read all of them. Notice this, you get to know their heart, Colossians 1:10, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Walk worthy of the Lord. Walk worthy. Daily walk, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Walking with God helps me to get to know God's heart better. Notice number seven, when you walk with someone, you will not bring along anything that would make them uncomfortable. Now, can I give just a way out illustration? Let's just say I have a pet alligator. Why? It makes no sense. I know. Let's say I have a pet alligator. And I'm going to take my wife out for lunch. And my wife does not like alligators. Let me put it this way. Any of you that know my wife is extremely, extremely, extremely scared of what? Spiders. Let's say I had a pet tarantula. Had a little tiny leash on them, you know. Had some little spider food, whatever they eat, you know, little bugs. You got kind of a thing. Had my little tarantula. Listen, I'm not going to take my wife out to lunch and bring my pet tarantula. You know why? Because she won't go with me. Listen, if I'm walking with my wife, I am not going to bring something along that makes her uncomfortable. Does that make sense? When we walk with God, we can't bring sin along. Because it's going to make Him uncomfortable. So if I'm going to walk with God, I'm going to make sure I get that sin taken care of so that I can have good fellowship with God. James 4:4, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Romans 8:7, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. If I'm walking with God, I can't be living in the flesh and letting sin reign in my life, because I know that I can't walk with Him if I do. So what we as Christians have done, we've chosen the sin instead of walking with God. We do enough to make ourselves feel comfortable, and we do enough to appease our conscience, and yea, we'll even work in ministries, but our daily walk is non-existent. And the first time any conviction, any truth of God's Word that might show something in our life that's wrong, we get an attitude and defensive and mad about it. Why? Because we're not walking with God. I'm going to be honest with you, I have not yet in my life met anybody that walked closely with God, that ever got upset at anybody bringing up something or a sin or something in their life. In fact, anybody I've ever, they're glad to hear the truth and say, you know what, I want to take care of that because I want my relationship with God to be even better. Isn't that amazing? You'll never bring along anything that makes the other person uncomfortable. Do you know this, number eight, that when you walk with God, or will you walk with someone, you find things in common. You just do. 1 John 1, 6 says, if we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light. So now we have this in common. He's in the light, so I have to walk in the light. That means if I walk in darkness, we didn't find something in common. We have fellowship, the verse says, one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Are you getting this morning? Say amen.
Amen.
When we walk with someone, we find things in common. May I say, number nine, that when we walk with someone, they influence us. They influence us. Let me tell you something. I grew up with my dad. He influenced me. And I've been working years to get over that. How many know what I always use when I talk about dad? I watched him growing up every time he's going, how you get a laugh out of a crowd. You don't have to say anything funny. It didn't have to make any sense. You just say something and you... I didn't even say anything there and you laughed. Why? He influenced me. So you realize, hey, my dad said things, verses, illustrations, principles from God's Word, they have influenced me. I lived in a travel trailer with him and my mom. My mom influenced me. My dad influenced me. My mom homeschooled me almost all the way through. So I spent hours a day with my mother. You can't do that without it influencing us. When you walk with God, it influences. Look at John 8, 12. Then spake Jesus again to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Because when you walk with God, it changes you. May I say, number 10, last, when you walk with someone, you become closer to them. You become closer. 1 John 2, 5, but whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk. Even as he walked. That means as I walk with God, I am going to begin to walk like he would walk. It influences us. Say, preacher, what does all this mean? Well, if you'll listen, I'm going to show this real quickly. Number one, the Bible says that we are to walk humbly. Micah chapter 6, verse 8 that you just read. He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. I want you to understand something. You and I cannot walk with God without humility. The Bible says God resisteth the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. And dear friend, I want you to understand something. You're not going to walk with God without humility. It's all God's asked. For us to walk humbly with thy God. Number two, we are to walk obediently. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 5. Listen to this. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore, thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways and to fear him. Dear friend, look at me. We will not walk very long with God without obedience. It's impossible. If you're going to walk with God, we've got to be humble and we've got to be obedient. May I say this? If you're not humble, you're going to refuse obedience. Yes, sir. That's right. Obedience and humility always go together. Number three, God says we're to walk honestly with Him. Romans chapter 13, verse 13, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. What does it mean to walk honestly, folks? It means to walk transparently. It means I cannot walk with God and have all this junk in my life. It just can't happen. We have to walk honestly. In other words, when I come to God, I can't come to God and say, God, I would really love to fellowship with you today, and God knows 10 minutes ago what we were doing. God knows in our heart what's there. And we say, God, I want to fellowship, and God knows that we really don't, because if we really wanted to fellowship, we would get rid of this junk so that we could. We are to walk honestly. Number four, we're to walk submissively. Ephesians 2:10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should, what? Walk in them. Dear friend, may I say this, that we are His workmanship, this verse says. It means this, I can't walk with God very long if I'm not submissive, because walking with God means God's going to work on you. You can't walk with God without God starting to work on you some. And if you're not submissive, you're not going to keep walking with Him. You can say, we're going to be walking with God, God's going to work on you. All of a sudden, you just don't like what He's doing. Say, all right, God, if I stay with you, you're going to keep working on me, and I don't like it. So I'm just going to go over here, you go on. That's what we do so often. We have to walk submissively. Notice this, number five, we have to walk spiritually. Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Folks, listen, we can't walk in the flesh and walk with God. We have to walk in the Spirit. Notice, if you would, number six, we have to walk by faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. So much I'd love to say that, and I know my time's gone. Number seven, we should walk different than the world walks. Romans 6:3, know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore, we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Amen. Yes. Dear friend, we're not going to walk with God long if we keep walking like we did before we got saved. If we're going to walk with God, we're going to be different. We should have a new life. May I say, number eight, we should walk lovingly. Ephesians 5:1, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ hath loved us and given Himself for us. Number nine, we are to walk wisely. Ephesians 5:15, look at this verse. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Say, preacher, what's your point today? I know I've just given you a whole bunch of information, a whole bunch of verses, a whole bunch of points. I know. I'm asking you, do you walk with God? I'm asking me, do I walk with God? I've explained, this is what the Bible says it means to walk with somebody. This is how the Bible says we're to walk with God. May I say this? If I could tell stories, give illustrations, tear jerkers, whatever we might could come up with, maybe that would motivate you to begin this process. But dear friend, if I have to motivate you to begin the process, then you really don't want to begin the process. If God's Word doesn't motivate us, nothing does.
Dust of the earth, God created man. His breath made man a feet were made to walk in his footsteps. My body is the temple of the Lord. I was made in his likeness.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you received a blessing from the broadcast. Our church is located at 4520 Old Hollow Road in Kernersville, North Carolina. You may also contact us by phone at 336-993-5192 or via the web at kerwinbaptistchurch.com. Our service times are Sunday school at 9:45, morning worship at 10:45 on Sundays, and 6 o'clock p.m. Sunday evening. Also on Wednesdays, we have our midweek prayer service at 7 and the Awana Clubs for our children. Thank you for listening to the Kerwin broadcast today. God bless you.